Welcome everybody to Capes and Scowls! Woo!
We did it!
Yeah! Yay. An episode, people! We haven't had a proper episode in a minute.
Well, you call this proper?
Our proper is quite improper. And I'm Tim.
I'm Olivia.
Cliff.
Rich.
Hey, it's those people! Hi, those people.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So, we'll dive in a second here, tell you how our day was, how awful people are. We'll make you really think about your life and the existence of mole people. But before we do that, I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for checking out the podcast. We've had an influx of new people, and I appreciate that.
Hey, and you listening, people. Yeah, you listening right now. You're awesome.
Yeah. Most of you.
Not you.
No, not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Just, you know who.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
So awful. I'm trying to take all the credit. Rich.
Yes.
How the hell are you? What have you been up to? I know what they've been up to. It's going to take a minute. What have you been up to?
Yeah, just working, taking care of the kiddo.
Yeah. How's kiddo? Kiddo's adorable.
Kiddo is adorable. Just turned one.
Mm-hmm.
So up to all those 1 year old shenanigans.
So good.
Yeah. Pooping, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then that's been pretty much the whole time.
I can't
keep
wait.
Pooping on everything.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
When I get old, you like revert, and I cannot wait to be a burden on my kids. I cannot wait.
There you go.
I can't wait. You know what? I actually can't wait. Can I figure out a way to get away with this now?
No one can really
stop. Fake a mental illness.
Sure.
If you bang your head against that pole long enough to where you believe in flat Earth, you'll be there.
So flat Earthers wear diapers in case they poop themselves? Is that what you're saying?
Can't prove they don't.
I can't prove they don't. I can't.
There you go.
So it must be true because someone said it once on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, people. Brand new facts. Well, Cliff and Olivia, I know what you two have been up to, so you want to give us the skinny on what you've been up to?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. I don't know.
We've done lots since last podcast.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what is he referencing? Like I just went to work and came back. Like, right. I don't know.
No, like, pretty much most of October we were in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explored lots of stuff.
Saw things.
Lots of different countries, did a lot of things, and it's all kind of jumbled in my head. I don't even know where to begin telling about it, but, you know.
The rundown, we had a layover in Portugal, went to Barcelona.
Portland. How'd you get there?
Barcelona, Copenhagen, Berlin, Tallinn, Estonia, St. Petersburg, Russia, Helsinki, Finland, Stockholm, Sweden, back to Copenhagen for a day, and then in Rome for 3 days, and then we came home.
Nice.
That was almost a song from the Animaniacs.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's so funny. Yeah, he was making it rhyme for a second there.
Yeah.
It sounded good.
He's picking up. He had a little pentameter going with his hammer and tis. All right.
Spain was the best for me.
Yeah. I liked, Barcelona was really cool. And we got out of there just in time because we were watching the news and like 2 days later after we left, there was like a whole riot.
Many days worth of riots, and the one day 250,000 people piled into Barcelona to protest.
Ooh.
And they like shut down the airport and
what would you have done?
Fire everywhere.
What would you have done? Would you join the protest? Like, I don't even know what they're saying.
I would have hit my hotel.
Sure.
But we knew what they were protesting about.
Mm-hmm.
Barcelona and like the city or the state that it's in inside of Spain is trying to secede from Spain, become its own country. And the majority of tourists go to Barcelona. The majority of the money's in Barcelona. So the country of Spain doesn't want that to happen because then they can't keep pulling money out of Barcelona.
Sure. Makes sense.
We just got to make another Barcelona then.
Barcelona 2.
Just rename another city in there, Barcelona. Yeah. It would confuse half of the tourists.
Nobody would know. Yeah. Nobody would really know. Like, sign says we're in Barcelona. Yeah. Must be in Barcelona.
Because you go to Barcelona, Spain, not Barcelona, Barcelona.
Yeah.
They'll think that's a typo. They'll go to the other one.
Barcelona 2, it's inside of Barcelona 1.
Yeah.
It's like a sub-Barcelona.
Oh my god.
It's underground. It's where the Spanish mole people are.
The Spanish mole people. Oh, moles.
That reminds me, when I was a little kid, I thought there was 2 Philadelphias.
I've never heard this before, so please continue.
I love it.
I thought there was a Philadelphia, New Jersey, and one in Pennsylvania.
Oh. All right.
I don't know why I thought that.
Is that just because everybody, like, in this area of New Jersey just claims Philadelphia as
their own? Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Well, where are you from? Just outside of Philly.
It is easy as a landmark for people, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
For sure. It's like, it takes us 15 minutes to get to Philly.
I guess now we have to steal Philadelphia, make them make a second Philadelphia.
Because if you say you're from South Jersey, they're like, oh, so you're from the shore?
Yeah.
No.
We're from the northern tip of southern New Jersey.
No. We're in a very bizarrely nondescript portion of it. We don't have any, we're not the overflow from New York that was the right. Jersey Shore show.
Right, no, we're not like that. We don't.
So you guys like the Jersey Devils? Like, no, that's normal.
And we also aren't off a specific exit of the Turnpike.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, I wouldn't even know how to answer that. I'm like, Parkway or Turnpike or right. Expressway?
Right. Route 55?
55?
295? 40?
42?
Right. What are you talking about?
Talk to me with numbers, damn it.
Russia was interesting.
All the Putin memorabilia?
Yes, lots of Putin memorabilia, lots of Trump memorabilia. Then there was a mug of Putin looking like Gandalf.
That's kind of awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Putin
pretty
riding awesome. A bear.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm in. That's cool.
Yeah.
Somebody, while we were on our excursion in Russia, lost their passport. Or their passport got stolen along with their ID, like their wallet, and everything they had. And there's no embassy in St. Petersburg because it's not the capital anymore. So they got to go to Moscow.
Hooray!
Yeah, do svidaniya.
Yeah. We did have a bunch of vodka at the restaurants that we went to. You got vodka
they serve
with everything.
Yeah, vodka through your meal.
Is that just in the water pitcher? They just pour vodka into your...
It's just like a shot glass.
That's pretty awesome.
Lots of rooms filled with marble and gold, but the gold is... Everything's just gilded, so it's only on the surface. So I feel like that's kind of a perfect analogy for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hot takes.
Yeah.
Getting political. Oh, wait, that's what everybody
thinks. It's fitting. There was kind of a sense of, like... You know, more outward, like, gravitas.
Yeah.
But really, on the inside, it's kind of like, there's some shady shit going on.
And, like, our bus just kept going over the same roads as we drove around to see landmarks. Like, and here's the same landmark again for the sixth time, but from a different angle. And we drove over the same bridge 7 times in an hour and 15 minutes. So, like, they just kept looping us through. Huh. I mean, like, the palaces are gigantic and ridiculous. And, like, the art that they have there is so impressive.
Nice.
And, like, just, it's overwhelming. The Nordic countries are amazing and clean and nice. And everyone's happy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Take a vacation, people. That's what I'm hearing. Clean people.
Especially, anywhere in Scandinavia. Yeah, it's great there.
Yeah. Copenhagen was beautiful. And I have negative opinions of Rome and Italy as a whole.
Interesting.
Yeah, would never go there ever again.
Wow.
I think we just
there goes all
had
your Italy listeners.
A bit.
Your country sucks.
A bad experience, I think.
That's what breaks them. With how awful we are to the audience, that's what breaks them. Probably would be actually like my country, no, my other country.
We went to a like hotel, like kind of spa resort that's kind of like off the beaten path from where like a typical tourist would go, I think. And this place, it was actually really cool because there's this like underground place where. You just go and there's like 5 different saunas and there's these like pools with jets and all this stuff, spa stuff.
It was neat.
Which was actually really cool. Mm. But it was the type of place where the locals would go like kind of for the day and they would just like kind of hang out and relax sort of, but it was more like they were just there to hang out. Yeah. And
so you got some riffraff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, like, you're at a spa, and all the signs are like, be quiet, or don't talk at all. And everyone's as loud as can be.
Everyone's just rap, rap, rap. You know those Italians.
Well, now we lost them. That might have been the nail. Right. Like,
then you're like doing all this like detox stuff, and as soon as you come out of the spa area, everyone's smoking.
Okay.
So you're like, I was just in a detox room. Now I'm walking past 40 people smoking.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's kind of all over Europe. Everybody smokes in Europe.
Yeah. And they still have cleaner air.
Yeah.
How about that?
America.
Although we probably got cancer in Copenhagen from all the windmills.
Yeah.
From the windmills?
Yeah, apparently windmills.
Yeah, the sound from windmills causes cancer.
But
even though Denmark gets 90% of their energy from air, like windmills.
Whoa. I'm just going to keep blinking and looking around because I feel like I'm not getting it.
But there's a prominent political figure that has stated that numerous times.
Touche. Okay.
But does it give the mole people the cancer?
No, because they're underground. They're protected from it.
They have a lair.
Yeah. The sound waves can't go...
Yeah, I don't ever want the mole people to come up here. Like, they just put a blindfold on to, like, help them with the sun, and their senses have come alive. It's a bunch of daredevils. Right. I don't want that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Ninja Turtle, daredevil-esque that sounds critters. Terrible. Sounds awesome, actually.
It was cool, like, in all different places, though, seeing, like, 1,000-year-old buildings and 2,000-year-old structures. Because we don't have anything like that here.
No. This was built in the 30s. Right. It's real old.
Right, like, the oldest, like, building I've seen in, like, America is, like, from the 1600s.
But that's like, just a tree. So. I know, and we're near Philadelphia. It's ours, remember?
Yeah. That's ours. You can build your own.
Build your own. Well, Olivia's trying to petition to get a second Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Would you call it Philadelphia too?
No, just Philadelphia, New Jersey.
Oh.
Okay.
It would be like how there's, two Kansas cities.
Yeah, Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. It's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia, New Jersey.
All right, what are the steps? Because I'm in.
Yeah.
It has to be on the other side of the river, so they're right next to each other.
Right, exactly. Because that's where
We'll replace Camden with Philadelphia.
There you go.
Just rename Camden Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I'd rather take that Philadelphia and make them take Camden. Can we just do a swap?
A swap? Like,
can we just redraw the lines? Because I work in Philadelphia, and I'd like to not have to pay a wage tax for being out of state. So if we could just pull a swaparoonski.
Swaparoonski?
Yeah.
We haven't heard that term since the 30s.
Ah, this guy over here with the swaparoonskis.
Yeah.
We'll pull it if you can spell it.
S-W-A-P-E-R-U-N-S-K-I.
Yeah.
She wants it real bad. She helps you out.
Yeah.
She helps you out. Spelling bee champ over here.
Yes, so that's what we've been up to.
It's quite the adventure.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. It's awesome. I like it. Well, I haven't done anything super exciting, but I have gone down a rabbit hole, and that rabbit hole is late at night when no one's around watching the 1989 American Gladiators.
Nice. Because it's awesome television.
I was like,
Zap versus Laser.
Zap versus... That's a female and a male. They wouldn't fight. The Gladiators don't fight each other. I'm very serious about this.
Nitro was the Asian guy with like the bowl cut black hair.
Yeah, Nitro was like the asshole.
Yeah.
It's great because it's like wrestling. It's like kayfabe.
Yeah.
I loved it. And the one guy went on to play Motaro in Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which I really enjoyed. He was a surfer dude on there.
Okay.
He just does the little...
And that happens to be my favorite bad movie.
I know it is.
Well, then. It's coming around.
It's all coming together. But yeah, I just keep watching American Gladiators. I was like, let me just nostalgia put this on. I was like, oh, wait, I love this.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There isn't. The only thing wrong with it is I'm watching it on Hulu, and it's about to go away within like 10 days recording this.
The Disney Plus... Taking it away from you?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is that's taking it away. I hope she finds a Netflix mistress to go to.
Interesting.
Or something like that. But
just YouTube.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. Yeah, it's probably on YouTube. But yeah, I just really enjoy it because, like, Gladiators are all assholes, like, character-wise.
Yeah.
But then, like, once you get to the end and, like, people are doing amazing things, they're like, all right, good job there, buddy. Whap. And I'm just like, I like this.
Damn, wish that somebody would smack his ass and tell him he did a good job.
Aww.
One day. One day. Everybody who smacks me misses and gets me in the lower back. It's really awful. I have a huge target, people. Let's get it right. Take it again from the top.
And then you grab that giant Q-tip bow staff that they used to use and just whap them with it.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love everything about it. Every event is sponsored by Nintendo.
Right.
And it's like old Nintendo logo popping up, and I'm just like, I love 1989.
Oh! Speaking of the 80s, when we were in Germany, we saw a poster of Hasselhoff.
Yes!
For a movie.
Yes. Don't hassle that
off. Only released in Germany?
Probably. I think so.
Probably. Like, he really is loved here.
And then we saw a...
it's true.
Cutout sign for Terminator, and Linda Hamilton was about 3 feet tall on it, and it was great.
Oh, Terminator.
Now, did you see that there's going to be an Ip Man 4?
No. I haven't even seen 2 or 3.
What?
Maybe two. I've just watched 1 several times and pretended it was 2 and 3.
Oh, no. 3 is actually hilarious. To watch him fight Mike Tyson.
Oh, man.
Nope. I've seen him fight Mike Tyson. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a good fight.
Yeah, they're making a 4th one. It's coming out soon.
Who's he going to fight in that one?
I don't remember.
God.
Is it Keanu Reeves? Because he's like identical.
No.
Right.
Because he was, I mean, Man of Tai Chi was awesome.
Except that fight with Keanu Reeves, though.
Yeah, but the movie was awesome.
That was the downside. Because Keanu Reeves can do like the jiu-jitsu stuff. Like he can roll with the best of them. But that guy was so fast. You could tell he had to like slow down and then go through the choreography and stuff. But every other fight was so hectic.
But it's only because he wasn't playing John Wick.
That's true.
If he was playing John Wick, it would have been much better.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yep. Yet to be a bad movie. All 3 of them, fantastic.
And I did read a thing online that they're already talking about doing a John Wick 5.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm super excited for 4, though.
Yeah.
Have you seen 3?
Yeah.
I know.
It is well worth your time.
Oh, I'm sure. I absolutely will. I just figured by this point it'll be on streaming or I'll buy the DVD or something.
Yeah.
We Redboxed it recently just to watch it again.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, John Wick is great. I'm pretty sure he said he'd make them until people don't want him to.
Mm-hmm.
So, give the fans what they want. I want him to make more Bill and Ted's. Like, 12 more. I know they're making a 3rd one. I want, like, 12 more.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Bill and Ted's.
Let's wait till the next one.
Next summer, I think.
No. Let's just do it. Let's just contract. Get it done.
Just make the next 8 concurrently, and don't tell them that they did it.
Oh, yeah.
And just put them all out.
Oh, man.
And, like, a super feature.
Just film for 5 months straight. Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Alex Winter?
Yeah.
He needs this, okay.
He's not doing anything.
He does.
Think about other people. Don't worry about third world countries and their problems.
Right.
Except for Cambodia, because they love us.
We're right.
Big in Cambodia for some reason. Hi, Cambodia.
Cambodia rules.
They do rule.
Yeah.
Because they care.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me care about them. That's how this works, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Rich, I'm going to ask you a question I asked Tim.
Oh, God.
And I came up with this the other day because I was watching a movie on Netflix. So, backstory on this, I bought my Christmas tree because we needed one, and I put it up because the box is sitting in the living room.
Okay.
And I just wanted to put something on Netflix that I didn't really need to pay attention to, but something I liked.
Okay.
So what do you think is the best movie that has a comic book background? It doesn't have to be most true to the story. It just has to be cinematography-wise. Not the movie you've had the most fun watching. The best comic book-related movie.
The best comic book-related
movie.
Like,
from an artistic standpoint?
As a work of art.
What Martin Scorsese would call cinema.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Has there been one yet?
Came up with an answer just now.
Is it different than the one?
It is different than the one I said before. But go ahead, Rich.
I'm going to leave you if you have one.
That's tough. I don't know. My mind, speaking of Netflix, my mind trails past Snowpiercer. Because something about that movie...
Is that based on the comic book?
It is.
Yeah. That's based on the comic book. Because something about, like, the visual... I don't know. The movie just catches my attention every time I watch it.
So the movie I was watching was V for Vendetta.
Okay.
And right. I've decided... I think that is the best comic book-related cinema.
Like, actually, you know, where it tells, like, a story instead of just stuff blowing up. I don't know, man. Have you seen Suicide Squad?
Sadly, I have.
It has Will Smith and Margot Robbie in it. I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we all watched Batman vs. Superman together.
Yeah. That happened.
yeah, V for Vendetta is a strong, like, movie. I mean, you know, then you got, like, Dark Knight. I mean, when it comes to, like, performances, the visuals.
Well, because, like, I was talking about this with Tim the other day at the store, and I was like, I think V for Vendetta is a better movie than Dark Knight, but Heath Ledger's performance is what we remember the most from Dark Knight.
The only thing is, like, V's plan, I haven't watched it in a long time, but isn't it a little convoluted? I feel like it's a little Deus Ex, like, how he gets it all, unless I'm not remembering it right. Do all the pieces fit together? Like, is it fluid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He leaves it up to Natalie Portman.
Yeah, well...
He goes and does his thing.
Yeah.
I leave everything up to Natalie Portman.
Yeah. And the consensus before Tim has now come up with a new idea, where the most common one was Watchmen as a piece of cinema.
Yeah.
Right. See, my thought with Watchmen was it's so incredibly close to panel for panel.
Yeah.
It's that book. But then the argument against it is that book is so big and long... To read, literally the audio, the motion comic of it takes 6 hours to watch somebody read you the book.
Yeah.
So, It's so much, it's like you can't even fit that in that giant movie. So, I don't know, I don't feel like that's... So my new pick that I've just remembered is a movie. The first Sin City movie.
Okay, yeah.
Because that is so stylized, it catches your eye, it catches your interest, you know, you... At the point when that came out, we didn't have the spirit being a giant piece of shit and bastardizing Will Eisner. And just because Frank Miller was friends with him in real life, who cares? Mm-hmm. And we didn't have the sequel, which was not as good as the original.
No, so. The sequel's not as good. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I'm going with Sin City. Although Snowpiercer's an interesting pick. That's such a good movie.
Yeah.
And
it's debatable. It comes to taste, I would imagine.
Yeah.
The one where it's looping around and, like, they just got done fighting through that, like, that dark hallway. They had that little, like lights out fight. And the dude's, like, sniping from, like, one side of the curve and he's trying to shoot him in the window on the other side. It was a really cool, like, set piece. And just a weird movie that I thoroughly enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So, Olivia, do you have a movie?
I guess I agree with V for Vendetta. Just because I like the whole story and the message and the, you know, the twists and turns that happen. And yeah, I like the overall message and all that. So
I think it's kind of interesting that, like, and I figured nobody goes to, like, one of the Marvel movies.
Well, yeah, everybody picks something relatively in the real world. It's a real world based. Right. Story, even if it leans a little.
Because, like, we all love most of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of them have been great. But they're not, like, pieces, like, masterworks.
So what's the closest Marvel movie? My brain says Winter Soldier without putting too much thought in
it. Winter Soldier. Yeah. Because that's the closest to not being a superhero movie.
Right.
And it lets certain characters breathe a lot more than... Like, I think, you know... Endgame hits a lot of emotional beats.
That I think there's so many plot holes throughout that movie. The Infinity War and Endgame, I love both of them.
I don't think a lot of plot holes. Like what stands out to you is, like, the part that where you're like, I can't even blah blah blah.
Putting all the stones back. How did he put the Soul Stone back? Channeling Thor's lightning through the hammer.
Well,
when we know
he's worthy.
Yes, but we know that the lightning comes from Thor himself, not the hammer.
But no. Yeah. I think other people that have wielded the hammer have had lightning abilities. It's not just
Thor. Somebody had argued that The reason why it worked is because Thor was standing near him. So he was drawing Thor's power through the hammer.
I'm fine with that as an argument.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of... I think Winter Soldier is the one that comes closest to being.
Yeah.
If you want to talk Endgame, I did review it on Tapes and Scales. And I forget what you listened to it. What did I give it? Like a 7? 7.5?
So. Yeah. Did Max review it?
I did.
But did Max have any input on it?
He said he relatively agreed with me. You know, he didn't... Yeah, it was my movie, so he didn't, like, put a crazy amount of thought.
Because he's usually, like, super critical. Yeah.
He's all over the place. Like, he'll love ones that I hate and vice versa, and but he'll back it up with his own opinions, and you can't argue with that, so... What I said on there, and you can go back and listen to it if you want, I felt like that giant fight scene at the end took me out a little bit, and it was mostly because it didn't feel like there were stakes. Like, I didn't see any good guys getting knocked down and staying down.
Right.
Nobody was bloody enough. It was a war scene, essentially, and I didn't feel like the good guys were paying any price.
Captain Marvel bothered me in that scene. As she just destroyed his ship like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And stood to him like he was nothing.
So she's pretty OP in general.
Yeah.
In the Marvel universe, but I don't think it was quite established in the cinematic universe.
Right.
And I could see that being a thing that turns people off.
And they've tuned down most people's power levels in the movie.
But not really her.
Not really. Like, yeah, they left her pretty common.
She's like fairly shooty Superman.
Like, what's the point of the rest of them once she shows up? They're all pointless.
Well, it's escalation. I mean, no matter what in the comic books, like, the threats... once they rise to meet a threat, then the threat has to jump up, which means they need to come up again. So it's just the escalation just in comic books in general. But, I mean, that's why they're phasing a lot of the originals out.
I think people need to get hurt, is what I think. Like, if that was an X-Men movie, how many X-Men would have died?
In the X-Men movies? All of them.
All of them would be dead. Somebody just dead off screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say everybody's dead.
Yeah. Right. They just flip through some files and be like, oh, these six guys died.
And that's My favorite off-screen death in a movie... I don't remember if it was off screen, but it was in the first Transformers movie where they killed Jazz. They're like, oh, Jazz is dead, like at the very end, and they're like standing on his body. I'm like, oh, make sure you killed the black one. Got it. Like, Jesus Christ, people. Jesus Christ, Michael Bay.
Yeah.
It was so not necessary. It's like, oh, everybody's, oh, no, Jazz ain't good. All right, we did it.
All right, well, no, he's not good.
Roll the credits.
Yeah. He's one of my favorites growing up, too.
Because he had the cool voice.
And
he was the black one. He was cool.
Yeah, he's one of the coolest cars.
As us pasty white kids will tell you, we really like Jazz. We hooked up to Jazz. Oh, goodness. Well, how do you guys, because you guys are way more video game than me. Like, I'm very, you know, let's play Tetris on my Nintendo. You guys, and I heard about this on Did You See, which is part two of Double Max Tuesday, or Monday, Double Max Monday. I don't even know the damn hashtag anymore. Dan and Max were talking about, they said Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2 got announced.
Yeah.
Do you guys care at all?
I've never played any of the Diablos.
Okay.
Wait, why would you do an Overwatch 2?
They're changing how the game works. It's co-op.
Yeah,
it's a story driven game.
There's an overarching like PvE aspect to it now, but they can't retroactively put that in one. But it's also I think they need to just sell another box price game. I think they've been running off that same box for a long time. They can make some money off it.
Well, sure. I think I also heard that if you have the first Overwatch, some of the updates for the game you can play in the original one or something like that.
I think the PvE, the new PvP modes, I think that they're putting in. I think they're going to be in both games.
That would make sense.
Yeah. But the PvE stuff and the graphical upgrades and like a bunch of the new heroes, I think, are only going to be in two. It's confusing. The announcement for it, because I think they were trying to get out ahead of that like Hong Kong fiasco. Yeah,
that was it.
So I think they didn't have all the bullet points in order, so they just kind of tried to throw out as much.
Explain the Hong Kong.
So at one of the Hearthstone tournaments run in Asia.
Was it China? I thought it was China.
Yeah, in China. His name's BlizzChung.
Okay.
And during his thing was like, you know, basically free speech.
Yeah.
And they banned him for life or for the year. And demanded, originally.
Originally, I think it was a permaban.
It was a permaban and required him to pay back all of his winnings for the year. And then there was so much outrage and everything that they've changed it. He's just banned for a year.
They even fired the casters, the two casters that were just putting on the event.
I think they've changed. He's just banned for the year and got to keep his money.
Yeah.
But it's still like, The argument against him is that when he joined that tournament, it was in the contract to not say anything like political that could hurt the company. So like that's where people are arguing, like, look, Blizzard just, you know, reprimanded him for something that he knew he shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But the harshness of the penalty is what I think got everyone so much.
Yeah, they nuked everything about it.
That's what I would do. I don't think it was harsh enough.
go to
you signed a contract.
Just turn the game off.
Yeah.
Go to where his parents were, get them fired.
Yeah. There you go. Get on a Blizzard.
They had like some other like backlash from it. So like some of the like players have stopped. And like Brian Kibler has said that he won't cast for them for the foreseeable future because of what they did. And like, he gets pretty political online and stuff.
Yeah.
It's his belief, but he also put in his message, don't attack the people that have to work for them still. He goes, believe me, they're just as unhappy as I am about it, but they need the job. He goes, I'm luckily enough in a position where I don't need that as an income stream to survive. So he's like, take your anger out on Blizzard, that's fine. Don't take your anger out on the casters that need to make a paycheck.
Right. Yeah.
But with all of that bad press, I think they needed to try and throw out as many like positive things they could.
I wouldn't have done it.
So Overwatch 2 is a bit confusing, their messaging. And Diablo 4 isn't even coming out for like 2 years.
Yeah, they rushed it to
It looks good. I mean, both those games look like they're gonna be fine, but there's not enough information. So it's exciting. I mean, it was cool to see that they're working on it, but, you know.
Hearthstone just rolled out an update. They have their own auto chess game now.
To keep up with all the other auto chess games, eh?
Because Hearthstone itself was dying.
Yeah. So, what can we do with an IP of characters everyone knows the name of?
And it's like, kind of crushing the Dota one.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, dead. Because they took so long to put their big update out. It kind of got stale.
Okay.
And, like, the big update didn't change the game as people thought it would. So it wasn't as interesting, and they haven't been quick enough to remedy the issues.
So it's the PUBG of auto chess.
Yeah, so they've kind of, like, fallen off. So, like, the League of Legends one is still the big one.
Yeah.
And now there's, like, so many people playing the Hearthstone one because everyone has Hearthstone installed on their computer.
Fair enough.
That's fair. I think I do. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played it in a long time, but I still have it. Yeah, it auto updates every time I touch the Blizzard launcher.
Video games have changed so much in the last like 10 years, especially with streaming, with Twitch, with it being more lucrative.
Mixer.
The fact that you can just put out a third finished game and get it in post. Essentially, with updates and expansions.
The DLCs.
Yeah.
That irritates me.
DLCs bother me.
It's infuriating. Alpha games, like, this is in beta for 3 years of us charging you for it.
And it's a lot of, like, first-person shooters that kind of made it this way, I feel. Not that I'm blaming first-person shooters, but just, it's like, I can give you this basic first-person shooter, and we'll fix it in post. And it works, and they still make $1 billion.
Well, I know, three of us played it and you still play it, but like Destiny is like big on like, here's the game and in 6 months you're going to spend another $60 to buy more of the game.
Yeah.
And in 6 months you're going to spend another $60 to get more of the game, and if you don't keep buying it, you can't keep playing because you just get stuck in...
That's ridiculous.
They get you.
I hate that.
If
the price point was different, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Like it's like $10. Here's your second half. Here's an addition to the game. It's not necessary, but here's an addition.
Right.
Yeah. I don't
want to
pay.
And like I sound like a really old person, but like when I buy the game, I want the game.
Yeah. No, it's fine to sound like an old person.
Like, well, that's why
you're the oldest soul in the room.
Yeah. That's why Outer Worlds, I think, is getting a lot of good response too, because it's a really big just PvE game. Do you just buy like a pretty big sprawling RPG? There's not enough of those right now. So you just buy the whole game and then it's yours. You get to go do whatever you want, hundreds of hours of gameplay, and stuff like Fortnite. I mean, I know it's making tons of money, but it's free to play.
Yeah.
You don't and have Apex. To do any of
that. Yeah, Apex is free to play. You don't have to pay for that. So those games, you know, I want more games like that to succeed.
I don't mind the microtransactions that don't alter the game.
Yeah.
Like if you want to put money into Fortnite or Apex, you're just getting a skin to make your character look different.
Right.
It doesn't improve your chances of winning or anything like that. Mm-mm. You spent money because you wanted to have a neat looking character.
You know what else blows my mind? Since we're just going to act like old fogies, I'm going to tell you what blows my mind.
Oh, I'm going to hike my pants up.
Yeah, would you, please? I pulled my phone out of my pocket, and I could look at the internet.
Rich, your wiener's been hanging out the whole time. Oh,
I've just been staring. Like, does he know? I mean, it's fine. I don't care.
Because you enjoyed it.
Can it be both? It moves on its own accord. I was in Walmart or Target. I think it was Target. And there was... what's the streamer Ninja? Mm-hmm. Has his own merch in Target.
Jesus Christ.
He put out a book on how to get better at Fortnite.
That's fantastic. See, I don't care about that. I don't care. I don't care that you're I don't like. I think that's so awesome. That is the new American success story. But it blew my mind. I was like, what is this? Because I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is a Twitch streamer. Got it.
Yeah. The book. He's made so much money.
Awful. Sure. The one YouTuber, Yuzel, bought it and went through a game of like, all right, so I'm going to read along to Ninja's book so that way we can get good. And it's like, teamwork. Talk about, like, do this thing. Guys, I feel like we didn't execute plan C well enough. And it was just like, you know, covering fire. It's nothing that he went over in the book is going to get you better at the game.
No. And I don't think he does any of those things.
Do you think he paraphrased like The Art of War?
Yeah. Right. Just scribbled out the...
He got The Art of War. He's like, three pages. That sentence. Next chapter. Oh, that sentence.
Yes.
The thing that...
I need to color this page blue.
Infuriating about those games is like the skill cap on them.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't even play Fortnite. No. Because like you run into somebody and they build to max height in 4 seconds. And I was like, I got a ramp.
No.
And, like, I don't have the time to invest 8 hours a day in playground mode to figure out how to build 90s.
I'm too old for that anymore.
Yeah. To max height, where you need 12 buttons on your mouse.
Good grief.
My favorite thing about Fortnite, the greatest gift it gave us, is the Sandman, the ECW original wrestler, plays Fortnite. And his Twitter is one of three things. An appearance he's going to make, him playing golf, or him murking somebody in Fortnite. And it's just this awful... cell phone picture of his TV, and he's like, yep, got him, post. Love it. I love everything about it. Yep, birdie, post. Like, I'm just like, yes, I'll be the in Sandman, Michigan. Huh?
What
post.
Was it? The
how's he still alive? Jesus Christ.
What do you call this? The king. Was it?
I don't think he named the king. The Singapore king?
Wasn't it called something like that? I thought it had a name.
I don't think he named it.
No.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I just like to picture him smacking his screen with it.
And then a guy who had no wrestling ability, really. Yeah. And he just made the most of it. So good.
Because he could break beer cans on his forehead.
At the time, that's what we needed.
That was it, man. That's the only wrestling I watched.
If he didn't do it, would Stone Cold have done it?
Probably. I don't think Stone Cold could have.
No.
I don't know if he's that stupid.
Probably not.
No.
Stone Cold was so important to wrestling. So important. Speaking of wrestling, Full Gear just happened.
Yeah.
It looked good. It looked good. It looked like a thing that happened. Yeah. And a lot of people were upset that Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley had a hardcore match that wasn't that hardcore.
No, we've seen worse.
Way worse.
Way worse.
In this area of Philadelphia that we own, by the way.
The worst. I think the worst spot in that match was the suplex onto the barbed wire table.
Gross.
Yeah.
That was a gross idea. It was more like a net.
A bunch of people had to come out and help them out because it was actually barbed wire.
Yes. Why would you, first of all, if you're Kenny Omega with long locks like that, why would you take that bump? They're going to have to like cut all your hair off to get you out of that thing or rip it out. No, pass, hard pass. Just hit me in the head with a VCR. Let's get it over with.
I think that's
how we do it around here.
I think the tattoo needles was worse than the VCR.
Tattoo needles was pretty good.
Because they actually hung out of his forehead.
Yeah.
Carpet strips.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys don't know hardcore. Oh. Cliff's hardcore.
I'm just glad we never saw the pizza cutter get used. I was really afraid of the pizza cutter.
Never a fan of, because ECW back in the day, you would bring weapons to the arena and the cheese grater. I was never a fan of the cheese grater. You can't fake a cheese grater, people.
No, that's so creepy.
Well, and you can't fake tattoo needles hanging out of somebody's forehead.
Yeah, but that doesn't hurt as much as a cheese grater. Cheese grater's tearing flesh off in a strip.
It does a lot of surface damage.
Yeah.
That carpet strip. Really messed Louie up.
Oh, Louie. Shout out to Louie.
Louis was so out of shape at that point, he couldn't kick out. When he did, his feet jiggled. That was the kick. His shoulders didn't.
His kick out was like his feet moved.
Like, you know, sometimes when you're laying in bed, you're starting your day, and you just wiggle your feet around to get like some feeling. That was his kicking out.
To be fair, he took like a VCR to the head.
He did take a VCR to the forehead,
and it wasn't gimmicked in any way. It just looked awful. That was the worst part of the night.
The thud that came out of that was gross.
That was the VCR saying no.
Yeah.
I bet it was involuntary. Like, he had no control over his legs at that point. And they're like, dude, you're supposed to have lost the match by now. I can't stop him.
I think Mitch was my favorite.
Oh, Mitch is everyone's favorite. Everybody look up Mitch. He's a wrestler. He screams the whole time.
And his name's Mitch.
His name's Mitch.
He picked that.
Yeah.
You get
to pick their names, right?
That would be a strike. That'd be strike one for me. The guy's name is just Mitch.
So what are you
just
doing Mitch. Saturday?
What am I doing Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday night. Working, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Call out.
Yeah, come to wrestling with us.
I picked up an OT shirt.
There's another death match.
What time will you be home?
There's going to be a shenanigan.
It's going to be shenanigans?
It's literally like 5 minutes from your house.
Yeah. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
The Anytime Fitness.
Oh, for real? There's just shenanigans afoot.
Yeah, they have like the wrestling matches there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's where we went with Kyle and he got to ride on the train and was scared.
He's from Indiana, man. The train was a lot for him after that long day, right? I'll defend the train. I'll defend Kyle on the train.
Yeah, that was
for a guy who wrote a story about a hobo on the riding the rails. He sure was afraid of that. No, yeah. I'll defend it. It's fine. Oh boy. Well, Rich, since I got you here,
okay,
we have to talk X-Men.
Have to.
So, last time you were here, we did the X debate, which, by the way, everyone loves.
Okay.
Most people villainize me.
Oh wait,
I love.
We can find common ground between the two of you.
Okay.
Your opinion of Dark Phoenix.
I couldn't get through 5 minutes of that. I couldn't
myself to watch it. So,
so there we go. I got 5 minutes further. I turned it off midway through that stupid space rescue. I hated all of it.
Space rescue. So talking X.
Okay.
Before we did that, and the Powers of X stuff, and the House of Powers of Ten, House of X hadn't ended. It has since ended.
Okay.
You have read it.
Yes, I have.
How do you feel about it? I'm very curious, because I don't like the X-Men at all, but I love Jonathan Hickman. How should I feel?
I think it was probably one of the best X-Men stories I've read in a very long time.
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Like,
that's not debatable in my eyes.
So there's this little thing that that I think is vastly underrated.
Okay.
He created the concept with his characters that they like each other.
Oh.
Which you think is like, that should be where the bar sits. But not, you read X-Men books, they're always like, I hate you because for whatever reason, we're all going to die, but we gotta not be extinct and stuff. And like,
which is so funny because it's an allegory for racism and you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But all the characters like each other. Like, they're acting like a family. They were acting like they've had this long history with each other. It was, you know, it's pretty good.
Clip's done.
He's done. He's dying. He's dying over there.
Anytime I get you excited about the X-Men, you hit the table a bunch of times.
Oh,
and Cliff, and Cliff
have,
is
have I been,
loving
have I been
it.
Audibly doing it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, I've been watching the spikes over there, and I'm just like,
oh,
yes.
No. I thought it was doing all right.
No, it was so... Much? No, you were up until the X-Men got brought up.
Okay.
That's your crux. I actually put my hands on the table and folded them, and I was just, like, watching.
That's my bad. I thought it wasn't hitting it too hard. All right. My bad.
It don't take much, but it was... I was just...
My bee-boo.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine. I love it.
But yeah, I thought it was, for those 12 issues, I think, like, he captured all the points. Like, he roped in every possible character. He came up with kind of I feel the method to get to this point was a bit convoluted, but I don't think with the high fantasy aspect he was going for with it.
Right. Well, the goal was to get to this point and not have everybody hate the X-Men at the end of it.
Yeah.
Which I think is more important than getting there a little
quicker. So have you read any of it?
No.
So do you think someone that absolutely hates the X-Men would enjoy this story?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The only X-Men I've read since that is the New Mutants number one. I've read that. Did you read that yet?
I got halfway through it.
So I liked it, kind of. I think I liked the fact that they were just a bunch of pals on a spaceship. having normal conversations. It wasn't like this deep thing. Like there was some wild stuff going around, and it's just like, let's go out into space with the Star Jammers and like let's just fuck everything up for them.
Let's just go do a space thing.
Right. Let's do a space thing. Yeah. And they're just like, hey, how are you? Oh, life is great, blah blah blah. And they're just like normal people.
Yeah.
Having a normal conversation. There was no
They dialed it back to that, which I think like I said.
And I think that was Hickman and Brisson.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, even if you're not a big fan of the X-Men, I think the story, there's a weird aspect of it where they go like into the distant future that I feel is a bit, I couldn't sink my teeth in anything.
A little tougher, the future stuff. Yeah. So in your opinion, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but in your opinion, on a scale from 1 to 10, somebody who's like, now is this my time to get back into the X-Men? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that? Because the trade is going to come out with all those 12 issues, the 6 of the one and the 6 of the other, in proper chronological order for people to read. It'll make sense in that regard. It won't confuse them having to buy two trades. Is this the one they jump into? And what would you rate that trade?
That's tough, right?
So, it is tough. That's why I made you do it.
I'd say if you are a fan of the X-Men, I think this is probably maybe a 7 or an 8.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. Reasonable expectations, because they've reset a bunch of things that I think are good that they reset, but also reset some stuff that I'm not happy about. So I think as a story in and of itself, I think it's like an 8, 8.5.
Okay.
You know, I think it's a really good story. There's a lot of high fantasy concepts that are going on in it that I think are interesting. On top of it just being, well, I guess you can cut the science fiction is mutants, but I think the subject matter is typically like high fantasy, but they're using like the X-Men's powers to get into it. I'd say it depends on what they do with it.
Right, and that was my follow-up to that is how long till they screw it up. I think Hickman's loosely involved with everything for like a year roughly.
Yeah.
And then from there, the inmates run the asylum. So
I like Excalibur. I like New Mutants. I think X-Force is boring. I think the main X-Men book is boring.
Yeah.
I think there's a bunch of stuff that are not doing anything fun with, but the stuff that they are kind of like taking a shot at, because like Excalibur is like just straight up magic. Like it's X-Men having to deal with like which I think is interesting. The New Mutants are going into space, which I think has always been some of the best X-Men stuff.
Sure.
But like the stuff that's on the book, it's boring. There's two cables. Why is there two cables?
Why is Apocalypse a good guy?
Apocalypse is good. That's an inner. I won't go too much into it. But I think they explained it moderately reasonably, like how they folded him in into it. Because again, when I saw him in the cover, I was like, this is gonna be trash. But I think reasonably they folded him into the mix.
So my final X-Men question, then we'll move on.
Okay.
So when Hickman's done in a year. Let's just say he's done in a year. He's not involved at all.
Okay.
Who do you want to write your main X title? Because the other ones can fade. They can disappear. X-Men, whether it's called X-Men or Uncanny X-Men, should be your prime book. Who do you want to write it?
I want to write it.
Who's going to do it the most justice? Art comes and goes. Art is important, but less important in this case.
I don't even know. Because there's been some really good writers that floated through there and didn't do crap all with it.
You know who I'm going to pick?
Who are you going to pick?
Chip Zdarsky. Chip Zdarsky, everything he's touched at Marvel has been taken with sincerity. He's been amazing. He's been writing Daredevil, which has been selling like crazy, which doesn't happen. And I don't think he's ever touched an X book. Or no, he probably has.
Okay.
No, he did variant covers, I think.
And he does off-the-wall stuff.
So he's known for being goofy.
Yeah.
So him being serious, his run on Daredevil, his run on Invaders has been great. I just want him to do the X-Men. I think Chip Zdarsky is the writer that could make me pick up an X book and read it.
Okay, then that guy. Just to make you pick up a book.
There you go.
That guy.
Just because I liked his run on another book. Has Jason Aaron done X-Men?
Yeah, I think he has.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good writers that floated through doing weird stuff. Like, I think he was X-Force or something? I don't think he was main X-Men.
Yeah, I'm thinking a spinoff book.
Yeah.
But Jason Aaron's great.
Yeah. This was a good stuff. There was a good Remender run, but that ran into a wall.
See, it looks like the Marvel's doing the smart thing and pushing Donny Cates to the moon. So all your new books and your previews you can order, it's all Donny Cates. And they should, because he's the next Tom King. Like I've been saying, people. Yeah. But, but I mean, where Jason Aaron going to go? Yeah. DC, if he's smart. Get that paycheck, buddy.
Yeah. I think because they've rejuvenated the whole X-Men cast, just go crazy. Just do like...
Oh no, don't do that.
Well, I mean, like, just, like, pull a bunch of characters into something that isn't the typical, we're about to go extinct, because it's been like 10 years of like, everybody's dying and it's sad and we're all secretly angry at each other and crap. Like,
but that's my favorite part.
Dial it back.
No more mutants. Also, that made me so happy.
This is the opposite now, because they found a way to bring all the mutants back.
She could just do it again.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah.
Like, no more mutants? With a question mark? See what happens?
Just somebody smacks the no more mutants button and then just like 6 million people die again just because.
Mass genocide in the Marvel Universe. No big deal.
It happens.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was way louder than it should have been. Olivia, yeah. Have you read anything lately?
I have.
What have you read?
Comic book related. I've read all of Descender.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What'd you think about that?
It was good. So...
Yes, a caveat.
I read all the trades. There's like 6 trades.
Sounds right.
Like, first trade, like, alright, this is interesting. Second trade, like, oh, okay, this is really interesting. Like, third trade, like, this is fine. Fourth trade, this is fine. Fifth trade, like, okay. And then sixth trade.
Are you saying it's 3 trades too big?
The last trade, sixth trade, like, that's when, like, in the first part of it, it got, like, really into the background of everything. Like, that was really interesting.
Okay.
That was probably my favorite part, the whole thing.
It took forever, but it went full circle, and you enjoyed it?
Yes. Mm. And then...
But does that make you excited to read Ascender?
And then it... Well, first. And then...
I jump sharks.
Stop jumping sharks.
They're so
Henry
adorable.
Winkler.
So it made me like the story as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not quite as excited for Ascender because that kind of feels forced. Like, all right, do we really need Ascender? I don't know.
Probably not.
The art's beautiful.
The art's
the
always
whole
beautiful.
Thing.
Yeah. Dustin Nguyen.
Yeah,
that dude's excellent.
Yeah. Everything he does is great.
But are you worried about if you get really excited talking about it? It sounds like you're going to say Ascender for...
Ascender? That's like, a different book?
It's a different book?
I will kickstart if anybody wants to give me like $1,000, I'll do it. $1,000, done. What am I going to do with that $1,000? I'm going to fund Follow That Bird, which is a new short film starring Jared Kershaw. You're going to see it. He's so nervous that it's going to happen, and it is going to happen. I love everything about it.
Someday. I got 29 cents.
29 cents? We're almost there. The phones are ringing off the hook. It's a podcast.
We're going to hold a telephone?
Can we?
Dude.
Can we?
Whatever happened to a good old-fashioned telephone?
There's probably a way to rig a bunch of phone numbers to call a computer.
I'm sure there is. Google.
Yeah.
Google is the answer for everything.
A YouTube would probably... There's probably some 8-year-old that can tell me how to do it.
Good, perfect. Let's hire him. 12
phones to like one phone line somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's just always busy when they call.
Yeah.
It goes to voicemail.
It has like line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4.
Just goes to voicemail. Like, I'd like to give you like $100. I guess I'll call back. That sounds fantastic. But yeah, give me money, I guess, was the... I don't even remember what we were funding.
Ascender.
Ascender. What is it about? God knows. It'll have nothing to do with asses.
But after $1,000, Kim will tell you.
Yeah, give me $1,000. I'll make Ascender. I will. Cliff, you read anything?
I also read some of... I didn't get to finish Descender, but while we were on vacation, we took Descender with us.
Okay.
And I'm on trade... I finished trade 4. Okay. And I've enjoyed the story throughout.
Nice.
I'm interested to see where 5 and 6 take us.
The ass end of it.
Yes. but yeah, that book's been great.
Nice.
I feel. But I haven't really been reading much else. Just time.
I mean, you were in like 12 countries, so I'm going to allow it. Rich, what have you read? Besides X-Men stuff.
Last thing I think I probably got caught up on was I've been trying to go back through Deadly Class.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Been rereading a little bit of that. That's a pretty fun book.
You guys like Remender is what you're telling me.
I guess so.
Remender's good.
I guess that's what's happening right
it's
now.
It's just it's all these guys that were really big at Marvel a couple years ago, and now it's just them doing their own thing is so good. Well, yeah. Descender's Lemire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lemire's really good, too.
Yeah, I think it's the last non-X-Men thing I read.
That's fair.
So, Tim, what did you read?
I brought a book.
Wow.
I have it physically in front of me. It is in its classic face down, so you don't know what it is. What do you think? Is it stupid? Is it serious? What do you think?
It's some form of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It is a property.
It's a guy with a sword.
It is not. It is a guy, not with a sword. Olivia, what do we got? You.
Judge Dredd.
Very, very similar.
RoboCop.
Very close.
Transformers.
Both of those are close. You're not thinking old enough. Well,
Rawhide Kid.
That's about the right era. I read Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties.
What?
Yeah, American Mythology. Did that some 1973 smiley. Rocky and Bullwinkle reprints featuring Dudley Do-Right. I love Rocky and Bullwinkle. Probably my favorite cartoon. It's up there. It's in the conversation. Because its sense of humor is so weird. And Dudley Do-Right being the super Canadian Superman guy, I love, of course. And
with your Canadian hat on?
With my Canadian hat. I wore it on purpose for this review. I don't know how that helps everybody in the audience, but basically, this book is a lot of fun. It's reprints from 1973. You may have missed out on them because they were all in the backup stories in Rocky and Bullwinkle books. And it's just four different stories, and I just love how absurd they are. I love how ultra-Canadian he is and how villain of the week Snidely Whiplash kind of is, how he's just always twirling the mustache and just being really... It's like really stupid things put Do-Right in a bad spot, and then he, of course, lucks out of them. But if you're not familiar with Dudley Do-Right, go watch those cartoons or read these books or do something because it's great. Hell, even watch the Brendan Fraser movie. I didn't. I probably shouldn't.
I saw it in theaters when I was little.
Yeah, did you like it? Did
Young I don't Cliff? Remember.
Oh, well, let's see what
old that Cliff memorable?
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
There's lots of movies Young Cliff watched that he doesn't remember watching.
Rocky and Bullwinkle movie.
Oh, that's right. I never watched that either. I probably was like, ooh, I won't like this.
No. Just De Niro, just the look in his face. And the thing.
I heard
like,
it was very bad.
He doesn't want to be here. Like I could tell. Even as a kid, like he doesn't want to do this.
Yeah, but old Rocky and Bullwinkle kids, go check it out. It's fantastic. And I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to go back to something twice my age or whatever. It's like, no, this was actually really great and ahead of its time. The comic is the same way, and American Mythology's put out a bunch of these kind of things. They do Three Stooges, they do Laurel and Hardy. I know this is all very old-timey, but if you have an inkling for it, these are good.
It's American Mythology about a Canadian character?
I love that, by That's the way. Fun. I love it.
That's a fun love thing.
Love it. I made sure to talk about American Gladiators before I talked about this as well. This is all... It all comes together.
If it was made in the past 20 years, F off.
Yeah. Lame. We can't talk about that for another...
We're going in the Wayback Machine. Probably.
Yeah, we're going way back.
Way back in the Wayback
Good
Machine.
Good work. Good work, Rich. All right, that's it. I'm done. You guys done? Enough?
Done.
I'm done.
Yeah, you done?
We're done.
Mm-hmm. I know you're done. You're like asleep over there.
I'm tired.
Rip Van Cleef. I see.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Cleef.
I can't do splits anymore.
Shouldn't.
Both.
Come on, give me one. Give me one split.
No, you'd have to call the EMT.
You gotta at least do the split in the wall where you hold yourself up like one foot on each wall and cross your arms disapprovingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cliff, what do you think of this? Dun, 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 dun. I'm against it. Oh shit, I think he means it. Good night, everybody.